Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 28th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Wasn't able to join you as I had no internet for over 24 hours between Monday and Tuesday morning. So that was a blast, but we are back. We are in action. We're ready to get you going on a 13-game main slate on Wednesday. You can find me on Twitter at BDENTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Written content at Fantasy Pros Baseball HQ and Gain of the Edge Fantasy on Discord, where I have my daily cheat sheet for you as well for DraftKings. Podcast is New Bench with Bubba dropped on Tuesday with Zach Waxman. That was a ton of fun. Very, very informative stuff from Zach. You got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Recorded that this week. Previewing the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Of the Bubba and the Bloom later in the week. Got the First Pitch podcast Monday through Friday. And obviously this show Monday through Friday as well. Let's talk totals on your 13-game main slate. Padres, Pirates, 8.5. Reds, Orioles, 9.5. Brewers, Mets, 8.5. Astros, Cardinals, 9. Tigers, Rangers, 9.5. Phillies, Cubs, waiting on the weather. White Sox, Angels, 8.5. Yankees, A's, 8. Rays, Diamondbacks, 9. A handful of totals we still don't have due to pitching situations. But speaking of pitching, we have some interesting options this slate. I'm going to say we have some fun matchups. Tuesday was really simple just to punt pitching. It was easy. It was kind of funny. Such great options, cheap. Let's see what today brings. Top price pitcher, Zach Eflin, 10-9 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Taj Bradley just got crushed by the D-backs. D-backs are swinging really good bats. Eflin doesn't get enough strikeouts for me to pay 10-9. I'm just going to pass. Logan Webb, I like at 10-6. I just don't know if I like him enough against the Toronto Blue Jays. A Blue Jays team striking out 21.4% of the time, hitting 255 with a 159 ISO. The Giants shut the Blue Jays down on Tuesday, which was impressive. Webb's been good, but not great. He's tough to pay 10-6 for. Brings a great floor, though. It's basically 20-ish points, give or take. You know, let's just say 18-plus points almost every time out there for Logan Webb. So if you want a great cash game floor at 10-6, sure, you can go Webb. I don't think he's got the tournament ceiling, though, at this price point. I'm just going to eat the chalk. Just going to do it. I'm going to keep doing it. Blake Snell, 10-3 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Blake Snell has been electric of late. Almost 38 against the Giants, 38 against Tampa Bay, 36 at Colorado, 30.5 against the Cubs. That's four straight 30-plus point games. He's got five straight 24-plus. In those five outings, at least six innings, one total run over those five outings, seven or more Ks in each outing, 11 or more in his last three starts. Blake Snell is locked in. There's going to be a bad start coming. Maybe it's Wednesday. We'll see. But I'm going to take my chances with Blake Snell as he is, like I said, locked in. He's going 6-plus, limited damage, getting all the strikeouts. He's going to face a Pirates team that over the last 3 weeks, striking out 25.3% of the time versus lefties, hitting 224 at the 145 ISO. If I'm paying it up, it's for Blake Snell at 10-3 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Some other options for you. Man, the Mitch Keller run was fun. He's still pitching well. He's kind of doing the Logan Webb. He's going to get you around 20 points, give or take thing. If you want to go with him against San Diego, you can. I'll probably pass and go a little cheaper, but I don't mind him. It's Snell at 10-3. And then Lucas Giolito, $9,300 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's figuring it out. You know, 25 or more points in three of his last four outings. He's gone at least five straight. In five straight outings, three earned runs or less, five or more Ks in each start. So that's big. And his 25-plus points is seven or more Ks in those starts. And it's an Angels team we know he can pick on. Dylan C sliced and diced him on Monday. Decent outing by Kopech on Tuesday. And it's a team striking out. That's versus lefties. Let's get back to righties here because Gio is a righty. The Angels striking out 23% of the time versus righties, 271, 249 ISO. I'll take my chances if you want with Giolito at 93. He's a good pair up with Blake Snell if you're paying up for two guys. Usually he's not my style, but you can. Braxton Garrett at 87. I'm going to keep running that train out there. This dude's been electric. Price is finally going up. I don't care. It's a really good spot. It's a Boston team that's not bad. I'm going to say that. They don't strike out a ton. That's their biggest thing. over the last 3 weeks, 16% carry rate versus lefties, hitting 250 with a 177 ISO. So that's the bugaboo when facing Boston. But Garrett's on another level right now at $8,700, and I have no problem going back to him on this slate. Now, when you're going cheaper, it's a little different, but like J.P. Sears at $7,100, he's been great coming off 25 points at Cleveland. He's gotten you 16 or more in four straight starts. I love what we're seeing there. He's gone five or more in three straight, two earned runs or less in five straight, and then five or more Ks in four straight. He's been very, very effective getting the job done. And now you face a Yankees team that's scuffling without Aaron Judge. They're striking out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 216 with a 137 ISO over the last 3 weeks versus lefties. So if you're punting, J.P. Sears at 71 is definitely in play for you. If I knew Jaime Barria was going to throw enough pitches, he'd be in play, but it's like 15, 90, 76, 93, 42. It's all over the board. He could be an interesting tournament play just because the White Sox aren't that good, to put it simple. So you could go to Barria in that one. But other than that, I'm pretty short on pitching. Like Tuesday slate had so many options, especially cheap. On this slate, like if you want to go Webb, sure. But my main guys, Blake Snell at 10-3, Lucas Giolito at 93, Braxton Garrett at 87, and J.P. Sears at 71. Those are my big four pitchers on this slate. I think you can do a lot of damage with that and build one heck of a lineup because there's going to be tons of bats. You saw those totals. So there's going to be tons of bats to pick from. So those are the four pitchers I'm rolling with on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, so let's check out those bats on this slate. Catcher's position for you. You got the Rockies back in Coors. They're facing, they faced Seabold yesterday. They're facing Freeland on Wednesday, and they get a price discount. Thank you, DraftKings. Will Smith at 56 versus Freeland. Awesome. No problem with that at all. I love Baltimore versus Luke Weaver because I don't think Luke Weaver is any good. So Rushman at $5,100 versus Weaver is definitely in play as well. Don't mind the switch hitting Jonah Heim versus Wentz. It might get Garver. Garver got the night off on Tuesday, so he might get some Garver action, but Texas very much in play yet again. I love the Rockies tonight because I'm not a Michael Grove guy. So the Rockies, Elias Diaz at $4,400. Like it's this Coors game should be just bonkers. It was 5-0 on Tuesday. Kershaw was Kershaw, which is just amazing to watch. But this should be a Freeland versus Grove. We should see some fireworks in this one. Below Diaz at 44, you can go down to the likes of Mitch Garver there. He has a 4K versus Wentz. Cheaper than that, though. Betancourt versus Zach Davies at 37. Rays are very much like that can be a game stack. Rays Arizona if you choose to fade Eflin, but the Rays versus Davies for sure. We saw the Giants beat up on Davies over the weekend. Davies just doesn't have it. We thought Brandon Fott was going to take Davies' spot, but then Merrill Kelly goes on the IL on Tuesday, so Brandon Fott will probably take that spot and Shanks things up there. But Betancourt versus Davies at 37, definitely worth a look. Patrick Bailey at 36 can be in play for you versus Trevor Richards, who's very much overachieved so far this season. Going down into the low threes now, you could look at Jorge Alfaro in Coors. If he gets to start versus Grove at 35, that could be a discount. Yainer Diaz is up to 34. He's slowly creeping up for us, folks. So Yainer at 34 versus Mikolas is definitely in play for you. Going down to 3Ks and belows now, Jake Rogers versus Dunnings at 31 is okay if you want to attack some Detroit value versus Dane Dunning, which is definitely an option. Bo Naylor's $2,600 versus Cox. That's another one. People are very high on Cox from Kansas City. I will say that much. I'm still kind of wait to be seen. But if you look at Cox's price, he's $5,100 on DK versus the Cleveland Guardians. I kind of skipped over him. He threw 53 pitches his last time. That's my thing. I want to see him ramp up a little more. He's $5,100. If you want to, sure. But I just wanted to bring that up because I know I'll get questions on what about Cox from Kansas City? He's a good pitcher. I just need him to be stretched out some more. But at 51, if he can get up to like 70 pitches, it could be a tournament value. So I'm not going to say just ignore him completely. Back to the bats, though. First base position for you. Ohtani left the game with a cracked fingernail pitching, stayed in a DH, homered his next at bat. The dude is a unicorn. He's $6,500 for his Geo, but Freeman and Coors at 57 is awesome. Joey Votto versus Gibson at 52 is a good tournament play. Yeah, Yainer, you got Yandy Diaz at 49 versus Davies if you so choose. But Spencer Steer versus Gibson, that's a game stack, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Steer's $4,600. He keeps crushing it. That's fine. You got CJ Cron return from the IL on Tuesday, kind of out of nowhere. He's 46 versus Grove. Going down to the low fours now, like Luke Rayleigh's 44 versus Davies. He can be in play. Josh Naylor at 39 versus Cox is kind of intriguing. It's lefty-lefty, but I don't think Cox will be in the game for a while. Thus, Naylor stays intriguing. Farther down the list we go into the 3Ks. Torkelson went deep on Tuesday. That's why I bring him up. The dude the GPP plays, massive boomer bust. He's 33 versus Dunning, like not a must by any means. I prefer him versus lefties too. I've mentioned that many times. But Torque is $3,300. You got Garrett Cooper. Boston's going to have an opener and a bullpen game, so Miami's kind of live. Miami put up a 10 spot on Tuesday. So Coop at 32 is the Miami could be that kind of – they might have blown their wad on Tuesday, or you can get a very low-owned tournament stack with the Marlins on Tuesday. Other than that, below 3K now, you got Josh Bell switch hitting at $2,800. It's okay. Ryan Nota's $2,700 versus Domingo Germán. Germán's garbage, so the A's will be a nice value on that. Like, I wouldn't stack him because even in a good matchup against Brito on Tuesday, they scored two runs. They're just – I've mentioned it time and time again. Even when they're winning games, they just don't blow the doors off anybody. So they got – like they're good for like a 2-3-man stack max right now. Other than that, at first base, not a ton unless we're getting real crazy. Second base for you, Marcus Semien at 57 versus Wentz is awesome. Don't mind Ketel Marte in tournaments at 53. Estrada's there. Gleyber Torres versus Sears maybe. But Jonathan India at 47 if you want to save some cash. McLean down to 44. That's a great price tag. He's second base shortstop eligible for Cincy at $4,400. It's a really, really good price tag. Some other options. Andres Jimenez at 4K versus Cox. He's in play for you. Mauricio Dubon has been leading off for the Astros. He's 35 versus Mikolas. Mikolas sucks. So the Astros are there. I didn't even mention Abreu. Abreu's in play at first. Super cheap if you want. Westberg was shortstop eligible. Now he's second base and he's up to $2,900. So he's not a free square anymore, but still a good square. So you got Westberg from Baltimore against Weaver at 29. That price tag is jumping quickly. They at least got DK pays attention once in a while. Andy Abani is a Detroit's $2,500 versus Dunning. He's a value. He's second base outfield eligible as well. And then there'll be a ton of punts like Vidal Brujan at 23. If you're stacking Tampa Bay, yes. Like if you want an A's one-off, I mention it every show pretty much. Tony Kemp, second base outfield, $2,200 for Domingo Germán, leading off and been very, very effective. So you got a couple like one-off values, not a ton of must-have values at second base. Third base, you got Machado at 56, but Ellie De La Cruz at 55 is a great pay-up spot, obviously. J-Ram at 51, I'm a big fan of as well. Max Muncy returned from the IL on Tuesday. He's 5K versus Freeland. He'd be another one, but McMahon at 48 versus Grove, I like a lot. Josh Jung had the day off on Tuesday. Hopefully it's nothing serious. He's $4,700 versus Wentz. Gunnar Henderson's 46 versus Weaver. Henderson's third base shortstop eligible. That's a really good price tag as well. Like in your stacks, you got Bregman and Paredes if you're stacking, but like one-offs, the guys above that I mentioned, I'd much rather have as one-offs than those two. Into the 3K range now, gets murky pretty quick here at third base, like really quick, like we're about to drop into the 2K range. I don't like much of that 3K range at all at first look. And in 2K range, ain't a ton here either. So it's pretty much pay up at third base is the way I'm looking at things tonight. Shortstop, you got Mookie Betts at 61 against Freeland. Awesome. Seager at 6K. Awesome. Wander Franco at 57. Pretty darn good. So you got some great pay-up spots like usual. Then Eloy De La Cruz at 55. We talked about him. Shortstop, third base eligible. We're on board there. Bobby Witt Jr. at 48 is a good tournament play versus Logan Allen. Allen has been scuffling, so Bobby Witt's a good tournament look there. Gunnar Henderson at first, $4,600, third base shortstop. On board with that. Lindor's feeling it. He's $4,400. He went deep again on Tuesday. Mentioned McClain, he's second base shortstop for Cincy. He's 44. So more good pay-up spots at these third base shortstop positions. Going down to the 3K range, Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 38 is a really good value play hitting second for Colorado versus Grove. So that's a good discount at the position. Going down below 3K now, Hamilton of Boston is $2,700. You could look that direction if you so choose. Otherwise, man, not a ton at first look. There'll be guys that'll play Tyler Wade's down here and some other guys not in love with them, but they're down here. It's pretty much shortstop and third base for the most part outside of like Tovar. You're probably paying up. Outfield on a 13-game slate, you're loaded. Just totally loaded. Shohei's fine. I love Corbin Carroll versus Eflin. He had a big game against Taj on Tuesday. Mookie Betts at 61 is great. Rosarena is up to $5,900. He's awesome. If you go even a little bit, if you go below 6K now, below Rosarena at 59, you got like Juan Soto versus Keller. But Adelis Garcia went deep again on Tuesday. Now he gets the lefty Wentz at 54. That's a really strong play with Adelis. Kyle Tucker at 53 versus Mikolas I like a lot as well. JD Martinez double donged on Tuesday. He's 52 versus Freeland. That's too cheap. So that's a really good spot there for just dongs Martinez. Going down, Jock Jams is 49 in tournaments if you're feeling it. Jake Fraley's $4,700 versus Gibson, probably hitting in the middle of that Cincinnati lineup. Cedric Mullins at 47 towards the top of the Baltimore lineup. Two good pieces of that game stack. Spencer Steer at 46 as well. Going down even farther, mid fours and below. Anthony Santander is $4,400 versus Weaver. I like that quite a bit. Going down some more. Nolan Jones is 44 in Coors. TJ Friedel's 43 leading off for Cincy against Gibson. Those are both really nice plays. Going down more. Brandon Nimmo had a monster game on Tuesday. He double-donged. He's 42 versus Miley. Lourdes Gurriel's down here at 42. James Outman probably doesn't play lefty-lefty, but he's 41 in Coors. Jerkson Profar leading off against Grove at 4K is a really good value for Coors. Really, really good value for Coors. Brylan De La Cruz, if you're doing your sneaky Miami stack, he's $3,900. He went deep on Tuesday. Some other guys get up and below 4K now. You got Esteri Ruiz at $3,800. He got on base and stole some bags on Tuesday. Shocker. So Ruiz at $3,800 is in play. David Peralta might not play lefty-lefty. Kerry Carpenter at 36. Not the value I love on this slate. But Ezekiel Duran hit his 10th home run of the year on Tuesday. He's 34 versus Wentz. That's a good price tag. Lidi Tavares had the day off. He's 33. So those are both good values on this one. Some other guys here as we get to the low threes. Tommy Pham at 32 is not a bad one. Jesus Sanchez at 31 for Miami, a part of your Miami goofiness, is in play. Luis Matos is $3,100. He's an option as well. Going 3K and below now. You got Jake McCarthy at 3K if you're fading Eflin. Okay, I could see that. Vierling's down here at 28 for a cheap Detroit bat versus Dunning. Edward Olivares versus Lefty Allen at 27 is a sneaky nice KC play. We like that. Mikel Garcia at third base could be some value as well. I totally butchered that one. Let me get Mikel. Well, we'll finish outfield first. After Edward Olivares, you got Aaron Hicks maybe at 26 against Weaver. He's been hitting it really well, weirdly enough to say. So he could be in play for you. Corey Jolks versus Mikolas at 26. Alec Thomas of Arizona at 26. Alec Thomas is swinging it very, very well. Will Benson will probably be playing for Cincy by hitting about seventh. He's $2,500 versus Gibson. He's another one. Andy Abanez for Detroit at 25. Tons of value in the outfield. Tons of value in the outfield on this slate. Like, you can just keep going, and you're going to find more guys if you want to get real, real freaky deaky down here. So keep that in mind when we build lineups, and I'll have the guys highlighted on the cheat sheet that I'm looking to target there. The Mikel Garcia price tag, He's $3,100 for Logan Allen. If you're looking for a cheap third baseman, Garcia would probably be the dude for you on that one. Recapping the pitching, my top four on this slate: Blake Snell 10-3, Giolito 93. We got Giolito, Braxton Garrett 87, and JP Sears at 71. If you're stacking things up, game stack Cincy Baltimore. Love it, love it, love it. Prefer the Baltimore side, but both are very, very much in play. Miami's kind of a sneaky one in Boston, but not a must. Houston versus Mikolas is in play as well. Texas versus Wentz, love that one. Keep playing Texas. KC's kind of sneaky versus Logan Allen, I'll be honest. Game stack Dodgers, Colorado. I prefer the Colorado side in that matchup. So that's another one for you. And then Tampa Bay, Arizona's got some legs to it as well with the Davies-Eflin matchup. Tampa Bay more so than Arizona, but both in play. My main approach would be Colorado and Baltimore. Those would be my top two with some Cincy Dodgers action. Splash on some Texas Rangers. That's where I go so far. They'll be cheaper, lower owned ones. Already mentioned a few of them on the show. We'll see what the lineups look like on Wednesday. Put out the cheat sheet. Do all that tasty goodness. And in order to get the cheat sheet, you got to become a member on the Patreon at Game of the Edge Fantasy. It's $5 a month. Gets you in there. Gets you a lot of great stuff. So go check that out. But if you have any questions, I'm in the Discord at Game of the Edge, or I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDentrek. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 28th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.